Okay, let's see what's on the list. So, I was tired this morning. So was I. I was tired too. We were late. So were we. So I think you get the basic idea. You've always got to just reply. But normally, it's very tempting. I am something, or we were something. You just say me too. Or if it's plural, us too. I'm not sure I ever say that, because that just sounds really bad. But it is one of those things that everyone makes this mistake. Technically, it's not a mistake because people are aware they're doing it. It's something which is, in a way, it's handed down. It's just something people pick up because it's very, very common. Very, very normal. I watched a movie last night. So did I. She can play the guitar. Well, so can I. We could see the stars. So could I. She will win an award. So will I. Just remember to focus on the auxiliary and make sure you try to transfer it. So person B has to be listening to person A, and you have to take the auxiliary with you. Don't change it. Just focus on the tense. That's the key thing. I would like to have a cup of tea. So would I. He should study more. So should I. They have finished early. So have I. I had eaten too much. So had I. So if person A says I had, because we're talking in the past, I had eaten too much, I had studied a lot, but I didn't pass the exam. You have to make sure that person B keeps the tense. You can't say, so have I, if person A said, so had I. So you've got to make sure you change the tense, but keep the auxiliary. And that's basically it. That's my guide to responding to a positive statement. So keep in mind, we're not talking about when you agree to negative statements like, I don't like the movie, or I wasn't something something. Just focusing on when you agree with a positive statement. And that's it. That's your little, well, it was 10 minutes. 10-minute lesson in the basics. And that is very, very basic. The problem is, it's very common. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes, the most basic bits of English are the bits which give people the most problems. For example, the example at the start of the president and the prime minister, that is such a basic thing, and it is easily corrected once you're aware. The problem is, you may not be aware it's a mistake. If you are aware, then it's just a bad habit. And as I say, it's okay to, in certain situations, informal situations, to use it if it's common. Once something from English, this goes for any language, but in particular English, once it becomes common and everyone's using it, who's to say it's wrong? Because English grammar does evolve, and it changed a lot when the English went over to North America. It continued to change, and a lot of the, what we would say here in England, a lot of the norms just changed, but maybe here they remained, but in North America they changed. Very often we say, I just have done something. Very often in North America they say, I just did. We would never say that over here. We would never say, I just did. Just goes with have, doesn't go with did. But although it sounds weird over here, it's quite normal and standard over in the USA. Not sure about Canada, because Canada normally tends to follow the British rules of grammar. So there we go, some interesting things, but the point is, that is very, very basic, and yet it can be the topic of many, many conversations, simply because it's so basic, and yet it's very common. And for that reason, I've chosen to spend 13 minutes talking about it. I hope you enjoyed it.